It's time for us to catch up with RNIB's campaigns team once again. It's been a very quick month since we spoke to them last, but they have been incredibly busy. Shamin, Ross and Roisin are with us once again. Shamin, lots to talk about today.
Yeah, as you said, we have Roisin with us, who's going to talk about how people can get involved with the APPG for iHealth's new consultation about employer attitudes. And then we'll go back to Roisin, who will talk about our response to the Disability Action Plan that was announced earlier this year.
Roisin, let's start with that all-party group. Their employment's always a hot topic. What's this one looking at?
This time, they want to look generally at blind and partially sighted people's experience in employment and getting into employment. And they're also really interested to hear from employers and learn a bit more about the attitudes of employers working with blind and partially sighted people.
That sounds quite an in-depth piece of work. You know, if you're looking at it from both sides as well, I mean, we're kind of aware of the difficulties that, blind and partially sighted people face, even applying for jobs. But I suppose a big part of that is the employer's attitudes as well to sight loss. And I suppose their knowledge of how best to support people with different eye conditions as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And before the group opened the inquiry this year, just before Christmas, they ran a really important YouGov poll. And I think they surveyed just over 2,000 employers. And again, it was really highlighting some really stark misconceptions amongst employers and that we really need to be tackling. I think it came out that nearly a quarter of employers said they weren't willing to adapt their workplace to take on a blind or partially sighted person. And sadly, kind of this echoes some of the research findings we had back in 2019. So really important that we start learning more and kind of get those recommendations to the government for change.
That's quite a shocking figure. 25% wouldn't make those kind of changes. For an employer, you're really cutting off what could be a, you know, a valuable resource there in really skilled people. Is part of that also that they're perhaps not aware of things like access to work, which can help pay for a lot of these costs?
Yeah, and that was another key finding in the YouGov poll. I think it was nearly half of employers didn't know where they could access some funding to support a blind or partially sighted person, including things like access to work. So I think a key recommendation that's going to come out of the inquiry is the importance of raising awareness of the government scheme.
What about the job seekers themselves? Will they get a chance to put forward what their thoughts on, you know, looking for work, retaining work, what they think could be done to make things better as well?
Yeah, that's a really key part of the inquiry. So if anyone has got the time over the next 2 weeks, please put in your written response to the inquiry. It doesn't have to be long. A paragraph would be brilliant. There's also, if you go to the APPG's website, a list of questions to help kind of guide what you could share with the inquiry. We've also got a bit more information on our website if you want to have a read. You can go to rnib.in/inquiry and just try and get your response in by the 15th of March.
Do charities get the chance to take part in this as well, because obviously they will have gathered a lot of evidence over the years?
Yeah, they're really welcoming kind of responses from charities and support organizations that work with blind and partially sighted people, so we'll be making sure we're putting in a response as well. One of the big things we'll be raising is around fixing access to work. We want those waiting times to be finally tackled. Like we mentioned before, I think the scheme also needs to be better promoted, and we'll also be pushing for kind of reform of the disability confidence scheme so that it puts kind of greater expectations on employers. We'll also be making sure to kind of highlight some of the support we can provide to employers, like training through the Visibly Better employer standard. So hopefully those can get a bit more promotion as well.
Let's stay with politics at the moment then, Roisin, because the government recently published its Disability Action Plan. Obviously, this is things that they have committed to do. What was the plan like? When RNIB looked at it, were they positive about it? Was there still perhaps work to do?
Yeah, on the whole, we thought it was really positive. There were some really important steps that were announced, such as kind of making government communications more accessible, which, you know, is so important for so many people with sight loss. And there was also a commitment to tackle guide dog refusals, which is really important to see. And there was also a fund that was committed to support more disabled people to take part in politics. I guess on the flip side, that funding's not going to be in place until 2025. So that's leaving us a 5-year gap since the funding was last available. If we go to the more negative, disappointed that there wasn't a better focus around the cost of living crisis, which we know is continuing to really hit so many blind and partially sighted people. The government said that they were going to do more research and develop a better understanding of how the cost of living crisis is impacting disabled people. But what we really need is kind of that targeted support, and we didn't get any commitments around this.
Well, we have a general election coming up very soon as well, so hopefully, you know, things like this will continue. But the action plan, I suppose, runs in parallel with other government work, you know, around things like employment and education and so on as well. Was there any talk about the finances to pay for all this as well?
My understanding was that apart from the fund to support disabled people to stand for elective office, a lot of the plans that came in the action plan were things that didn't need funding. So maybe that was why this is a shorter-term response to be delivered in 2024.
Another point, Roisin, as well, we've spoken about this in the past, but you know, the Minister for Disabled People, that portfolio was taken away. There's another minister kind of looking after this, amongst other things. So no dedicated minister at the moment. Is that something which you hope could change, say, within the next government?
Yeah, and even beforehand, I think it's really important that we're continuing to put that pressure so the ministerial role really gets the same recognition and status as it had before. And I think this is really important in making sure those 32 actions that are listed in the Disability Action Plan are able to succeed.
Thanks very much for that, Roisin. Ross, you've got all the important contact details, but a quick roundup of some of the other campaigns as well.
Yeah, I think for the shortest month of the year, it's been an extremely busy one. So just a few other things that we've been up to this month. So we held a guided walk with the Shadow Health Secretary, Wes Streeting. We co-hosted two listening events as part of the COVID inquiry, which is obviously extremely important for blind and partially sighted people to have their say. And we also attended a drop-in event with a delivery robot company to sort of provide feedback and get to meet the robots and experience what they're going to be like when they're delivering things to people's homes. If anyone wants to find out more information about any of these things or about any of the other work we're doing at the moment, there's lots of ways you can get in touch or find out more. You can email campaigns@rnib.org.uk or call the helpline on 0303 123 9999. You can go to rnib.org.uk/news and select campaigning as the news topic, and that will bring up all of the stories for our team. Or you can follow us on social media, on Twitter, using the handle RNIB_campaigns, and that will bring up all of the regular updates that we provide on our campaigning work.
And just a quick reminder, in case anyone wants any more information or would like to feedback into the APPG's inquiry, you can go to rnib.in/inquiry.
Thanks so much. That's it for this month's campaigns updates. We will have more for you at the end of March. But for the moment, to Ross, to Shameen, and to Roisin, thanks to all of you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Cheers, Alan.
Thank you. Oh, brilliant.